There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
We'll be with you, brother.
Thank you so very, very much. It is so very good to be here with you. Me and my wife driving up here today in the beautiful, beautiful rain that God pours down on the just and the unjust. Amen. It's just such a wonderful thing to be with the old Baptist at an old fifth Sunday meeting.
Yeah.
It's good to be among you. You know, we were headed out this way about 3-4 weeks ago. It took us 8 days to get out here. We left a wonderful little church. It was a very difficult thing to do. But when he says to follow me, that's what we do.
Amen.
We have come and visited several of the little old Baptist churches in the area. And it's so good to be here among my brothers and sisters. Because I can look at you and hug your neck and know that you love God.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus tells us in the book of John tells us that Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandments.
Yeah.
And Jesus told us that we are to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. And along with that, we are to love one another as ourselves. He says these are the two greatest of the commandments. And I see that today.
Amen.
It was so compassionate for me to hear of all those that you were thinking about with God's comfort. God is the God of all comfort.
Amen.
It's so good that we can pray for one another. And to know that God is good to hear.
Amen. Amen.
It's a precious, precious thing.
Yeah.
I just felt the compassion as each and every one of you were talking about those that were having sickness or problems. Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation.
Amen.
But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Yeah.
Now, how do we get there? It's through the Spirit.
Amen.
I have looked forward to coming to this little church all week long because I met your pastor. And the Scriptures tell us that in order to have friends, you must be friendly. Well, I took that to mean that this elder here has got lots of friends because he's a very friendly man. And I'm not putting him on a pedestal.
No.
We don't do that. It's pointing towards God above.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus, our Savior. I can see it working in this man. I can see it in your eyes. I can feel it when I'm here among you. The Spirit of God is awesome.
Amen.
That's what we are here for. We are to glorify our God. That's what we were created for.
That's right.
You know, it was so good to hear the compassion in sharing with one another the tribulations that those that are going through problems, that we can comfort ourselves because we know that God's involved in it. Those that are out there and having problems, having just severe problems that we think about, and knowing that we can pray and call on God.
Amen.
Have you ever heard of answered prayers?
Yes.
We hear about them all the time. God is a good God.
Amen.
God is a wonderful God. And He's very able. Isn't it precious that we know God? Do we know God? Do you know God? Let me read a little bit. In the Philippians letter, I was thinking about this somewhat. The Apostle Paul, he's just like one of you. He had compassion upon all those at the churches, Church of Philippi. And you can see how much he loved those people.
Amen.
He says in the 9th verse, the first chapter, he said, "And this I pray." He's a praying man.
Yeah.
We should learn from that. We should pray. "That your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in judgment." So how are we going to increase our love? In knowledge. We've got to know God because God is love. The more we know about God and Jesus and the Spirit of God, the more we understand what love is.
Amen.
Because God is love. "That ye may approve things that are excellent." All things of God are excellent.
Amen.
He is the perfection in our lives. He is the perfection that lives within you. How precious is that? None of us righteous, no, not one.
No.
But through the righteousness of Christ, we live.
Right.
Isn't it precious to know that Jesus Christ lives within you?
Amen.
That's all the goodness of all good things.
Right.
"That ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God." Amen. To the glory and praise of God.
Amen.
Do you ever feel any better than when you are in the Spirit and praising Almighty God?
No.
I've never experienced any other thing anywhere close to it. To be having a closeness to my Heavenly Father. And because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, we have an audience with the Creator of all things.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that good news?
Yes, it is.
It's so good to know that we have such a sovereign God. I love the old Baptist doctrine. I love the old Baptist. That's all I know. And I haven't yet found a time I didn't really experience the Spirit of God when I was diligently seeking Him among the old Baptists. We have to seek Him. Knock and it shall be open.
Right.
Seek and ye shall find. That's what Jesus has told us, all these things. Let me go a little bit further with the Apostle Paul and him praying. Let me see here. Ephesians, we hear the Apostle Paul praying.
Yeah.
3rd chapter, 14th verse. Now listen to the Apostle Paul. Because he is one of those that you can identify with along with Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ, all he was wanted to do was the will of the Father. He offered himself not to you that you might accept him. He offered himself to God that you might be without sin, holy and without blame before him in love. it's such an awesome thing that we can read that what the Apostle Paul has written to us through the inspiration of Almighty God. He says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Yeah. Doesn't that sentence right there make you feel good? Yeah. Make you want to bow your knees to the God of all heaven? He says, "Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man." Did you know that you have an inner man?
Absolutely.
Absolutely we do. It's Jesus in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
It's a wonderful thing that we know that there is goodness because God has put it there.
Amen.
I put that my law in their inward parts.
Yes, you did.
There's no use in going out and trying to tell thy neighbor to know Him.
Right. No.
For they will all know me. He says that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit.
Amen.
It's an awesome thing to experience that strength that you get from the Spirit of God. He says, "In the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith."
That's beautiful.
By faith.
Right.
Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. The just shall live by faith.
Amen. Exactly.
If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in them.
Right.
It's what God says.
Amen.
Faith, the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
The evidence of things not seen?
Yeah,
yeah, I see it right here.
Yeah.
That's my evidence.
Yeah.
It's God Almighty that works in me to will and to do of His good pleasure.
Amen.
Man, I'm glad I've got that.
Yeah.
Because they used to kid me all the time about Daryl and the other brother Daryl. Well, there's two of me. Oh, other brother Daryl's not too good.
Yeah.
But the other brother, Daryl, after Jesus Christ has done something with him, according to the inner man, he's a pretty good guy. He wants Jesus in his life. He wants to follow the good things in his life. He wants to be amongst those that praise His name. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Us, you're a holy nation. That we should show praises.
Amen.
Unto Him.
Yes.
For bringing us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Amen.
It's so wonderful to know God. We've got to know God. We've got to know Jesus. We've got to know how to feel the Spirit. We need to know what He wants from us and how to perform it. In order to that, you got to read His Word.
Amen.
This is God's love letter to you, His
Amen.
Children.
That's true.
A love letter to us from God. This book is awesome.
Amen.
There's times that I get in this book and it's like blank pages.
Yeah.
It's just, what is He trying to tell me?
Yeah.
What are You telling me, God?
Yeah.
You pray to Him. You're diligent with it. You seek Him. Draw nigh to Him. He'll draw nigh to you.
Amen.
And He'll open the splendor of His Word to you, which is the most awesome thing that you'll ever experience in your life.
Amen.
It is so precious what we have. And He's made us such precious, exceeding precious promises.
Amen.
Don't we have a good God?
Amen.
Aren't you drawing close to Him? Don't you feel Him in your heart? Don't you know when you're driving down the road and you see all the many splendor things, you know it's God.
Amen.
God's everywhere. Yeah, it's God in your eyes. You look through the veil and see Jesus Christ working in those that you love. That's a precious thing.
Amen.
It's a wonderful thing. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love.
Yeah.
Love. God is love. It's all about love.
Amen.
How can you do anything without love? You can't do it.
Right.
There is no fear in love. In love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ. Wow! I don't know if I can go any further. I can't take all your pastor's time. I would love to hear. I get to hear some things myself. And I was so blessed to hear Elder Utz last week and the things that he taught me already. See, I need some teaching. I'm just another guy that loves Jesus. I'm just a guy that wants more Jesus. And it's a precious thing that I can come together with y'all and we can huddle up as a little flock and praise Him. It's a precious thing. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge.
Yeah.
Now we want knowledge so we can know something about Him. But His love is so great it passes our knowledge. Is there anything in this book or about God that is beyond your comprehension? All of it's more than I can handle. That's why there's such a thing as faith. We got to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
Because He's in you. God, no one has seen God at any times, what the Scriptures tell us. But He's there.
Yeah.
He's the Creator of all things. All things were made by Him and for Him.
Amen.
That's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, do you pray and know that He's able?
Preach it.
Yes.
Amen. He's able.
He is able. Above all that we ask or think. It's just higher than we are. My thoughts are higher than you. That's just what God is. We ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Now that's power, brothers and sisters. That's the power of God. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Some of the Scriptures can just build up in you if you read them over and over praying to God. And there's sometimes I want to just bust with excitement.
Yeah. Amen.
The Word of God is an awesome thing. And we have it right here.
That's right.
Why do we find it so hard to read the Scriptures?
Sure.
The old flesh.
Old flesh.
Yeah, the flesh.
It's true.
We want to do something else. Oh, Adam wants to do what he wants to do. Adam says he's in control. Adam thinks that he must do all things that satisfies himself. We're a twofold creature, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, we do.
Get old Adam and put him in the back seat.
Yeah,
take control.
Amen.
And follow after Jesus.
Amen.
Follow Him and His abundantness.
Yeah.
Now, as far as knowing God,
you take your time. It's your time. Don't worry about that watch. I want you to take what's... It's your time.
I want to hear you preach.
That's all right. Another time.
I just love to see the smiles of my friends.
Amen.
It's precious. I was so worried about coming all the way out here, 2,300 miles,
yeah,
not having anybody to worship God with. And He plopped me right down here among God's children. That just fills me with ecstasy.
Yeah.
To have you in my life. We have one another. I see that you are sharing the burdens of others when you talk about them this morning. How precious that was. That you can earnestly pray to God that they may be healed. Do you believe God, the great physician, can heal someone?
Amen.
Amen, brothers and sisters. I want to proclaim that He is a sovereign God And he can do all of his pleasure.
Amen.
That includes taking any cancer out of your body, taking any problems that you have out of your way, and moving mountains. If you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, then you are going to understand God and love of God. The second epistle of Peter, Peter starts, he says, Simon Peter, a servant of the apostle, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith.
Yeah.
I think that's y'all and me together. We've obtained it. You know why? Because God gave it to us.
Amen.
It's a fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace.
That's it.
Gentleness, goodness. Faith.
Yeah.
Meekness, temperance.
Yeah.
That's a fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
It's given to us. So we got to use it, don't we?
That's exactly
right. We've got to use it. We've got to believe
Amen.
That He is. If any man come to God, he must believe that He is. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Can't do it.
Right. Amen.
So the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
With us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. There's the righteousness. There it is.
Amen.
It's nothing that we do.
Right.
It's all from Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied. Now that's more than adding to. That's multiply.
Yeah.
You ask this teacher about that multiplication.
It gets big
pretty quick, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. How? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Sure.
That's where it's at, brothers and sisters. You've got to know Him. There's scriptures in here talking about smelling Him.
Yeah.
Tasting Him. All senses towards Jesus Christ. Can you hold on to Him with a diligence like Jacob did?
Yeah.
We have to take it by force. We've got to battle O Adam and remove him, get him out of the way.
Amen.
We've got to be with Jesus and think about Him in our everyday lives.
Amen.
Not just when we kneel to pray.
Right.
When we walk out that door today, we need to take charge. Follow what Jesus Christ has taught us. Lift His name high. Let everyone know that you are a lover of Jesus Christ. He says, "Ye are my witnesses."
Amen. Amen.
And that was written 1,000 years before Christ was even born.
Yeah.
In Isaiah.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Amen.
There is nothing not amazing about the grace of God. That's why that old song, Amazing Grace, feels so good to us when we sing it.
Yeah.
He says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, according as His divine power," and that's power, my dear brothers and sisters. His divine power. It's not this.
No.
It's not O Adam. It's the power of God.
Amen.
That created all things, all from the little old the little things, all the way to the big things. That's God.
Amen.
You see it out there, God put it there. It's an amazing thing. If we would just think that way, we get off on these, "Well, I've got to get me a new car," and that's all we think about. I tell you, that's not going to satisfy you very long.
No.
Nothing in this world is going to satisfy you very long.
No.
But I'm telling you, you draw nigh to God, you're going to feel satisfied.
Amen.
You're going to know the good things in life. You're going to see that God is good.
Amen.
God is love.
Amen.
God is everything to us. Jesus Christ was sent here that we may know how to walk, and that He might take our sins. He came to save His people from their sins. His people from their sins. How precious is that? I am so glad. Because let me tell you, I'm the chiefest of sinners. We are all sinners in this life. In this life we shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. There is nothing can get you down when you're looking at Jesus Christ. I'll finish with this, Peter, after I go to Acts. Just a second.
No, I want you to keep going.
He won't leave me alone, will he?
I mean it.
I think he's big enough, he can make me do it too. Okay. 7th chapter of Acts. Fifty-fourth verse. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. Yeah. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, this is Stephen, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God. Yeah. Now he loved Jesus, loved God, and he was being stoned to death.
Amen.
Think of that. And he looked up into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Standing on the right hand of God. Not sitting. Can you get Jesus Christ to stand up for you? You follow Him. You do what He asks you to. And He loves you with an everlasting love. Yes, He'll stand for you because you are doing what you should do and pleasing Him. We've got to glorify God. Why would God tell us or put strings on us like a puppet and have us to walk in the right way in this life? He's powerful enough to do that. Why would He do that? It's not glorifying to Him. It's glorifying to Him when you walk for Him. That you are His witness.
Yeah.
It's a precious thing.
Yeah.
And said, Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon Him with one accord. And cast Him out of the city and stoned Him. We're going to go through some tribulations in this life,
Absolutely.
Brothers and sisters. We're going to go through some awful things. But if you draw nigh to Christ, they can stone you and you won't even realize it. You'll be looking at Jesus Christ.
It's true.
Back into Peter. According as His divine power hath given us unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
Amen.
The knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. Do you feel a calling? Do you want to do good? Absolutely you do. There's one inside of you that works to will and to do of His good pleasure.
Right.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. I want some of that, brothers and sisters. That divine nature, and it's there. Jesus Christ has taught us, has showed us a way. He is our example.
Amen.
He is our example. I'm going back in 1 Peter, 21st verse, the second chapter. For even hereunto were ye called, Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Do you know Jesus? Do you know what his steps are? Do you follow his commandments? Do you follow your elder brother? You have all the things. He is the firstborn among many brethren. He is everything to us. He means so much in our lives that we need to concentrate on him more and more and more to have that abundant life. I would venture to say, and I'm here to testify, the closer you draw to Jesus Christ, the more abundant life in him that you're going to have. There is no doubt about it. It's taught in the Scriptures. It is something that we must obey his commandments. It is said, what, like it says in Ecclesiastes, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and obey his commandments. Do that and he'll manifest himself to you. That's what he says in John. Let me get that while I'm thinking about it. I really did want to get out of the way. Go to the 14th chapter of John. Because it's so important to us. 14th chapter, 15th verse. If you love me, keep my commandments. Do you love him? It's like I told last week, or week before last, the group at Summer Duck, when the apostles were talking to Jesus and they were arguing about this and that, and Jesus says, "Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say?" That one right there hits me right between the eyes every time I think of it. I call him my Lord. I call him my Savior. I call him my salvation. I call him important to me. And yet I do not the things that he says. That's the battle, my dear friends. We've got to make up our minds to continue with those two greater commandments. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Amen. And love thy neighbor as thyself. Those two things, if you can keep those in your pocket and pull it out from time to time, will help you through this life better than anything any man can ever do. Amen. Because God will manifest himself to you. Amen. He says in the 20th verse, "At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me." Do you love him? "And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him." This is Jesus talking to us. "And will manifest myself to him." Amen. When you're in anticipation of coming to meet with those that you love for praises to our God above, you look through different eyes. You're in anticipation of the Spirit of Almighty God. Everywhere you see in all the vibrant colors, in all the hills, in all the fog, in all the clouds, right, you see the manifestation of God Almighty.
Amen.
It's a precious, precious thing. It's a wonderful thing that we have a God like we have. I've got to finish with this one that my father in the ministry told me about. He said, on a blackboard here, you've got the name Jesus. And you have an eraser. And you wipe it out. Where would you be without Jesus? I would not want to face 1 minute of this life. 1 minute of tribulation, of pain, of suffering without Jesus Christ. I want to draw nigh to Him. He is my personal Savior. He is my shepherd. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the door. He's all things to me. I can't make it without Jesus. I want that embedded in your heart, that you will put His name up high to everyone that's out there. You can be a witness for Him. You can show the world that you let your light shine. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Another place He says, ye are the light of the world. How does that happen? It's Jesus in you. And I can see it when I'm amongst old Baptists and those that I love praising His name. Thank you so much for your good attention and your time. I've loved being here with you. My wife is just tickled to death to come visit.
Well, Jesus is all the world to me. I don't know the number, but somebody look that up. And, I was precious. I was precious.